Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Sex Ed by Relations. I am your host, Joel Akeo, and I have an amazing, probably amazing news to announce it. Sex Ed by Relations is going visual, so part of 2023 resolutions kind of was to take Sex Ed by Relations to a wider audience, and what better way to do that than going visual? So I'm going to have this on my YouTube page. I have been having a YouTube page, but it's been shaky here and there. It's been very dormant. So I was like, okay, why not? Can I just have one for the app? And so here we are. So happy new year, guys. I hope you listened to the previous episode where we were talking about, I can't even remember what we were talking about. it's weird, but we do have, in this episode, we're going to talk about the security for the queer person. And we've received devastating news that we have one of our own, Edwin Chiloba, who has been brutally murdered and his body has been discarded in a very inhumane way. You know, the videos have been circulating online. I would not recommend for you guys to go and watch it because it's very, very graphical and it's very, very disheartening. I got the message this morning. Today is on the, let me just check here real quick. So today is on the 6th of January 2023. So this is just 6 days into the new year where I managed to get the news at 4 a.m. And guys, I could not be able to sleep after that. I was just trying to research, and you know, sometimes queer people can just be killing people without understanding or knowing the facts behind it. You know, it has happened before, so having to see that Edwin, you know, we were not close friends, but we were online buddies. You know, we would just randomly comment on each other's posts or stories, and you know, there is one amazing jacket which he had, and I was like, you know what, once you're done with that, I'm gonna need it back. So you know, we're just kind of like that. We weren't that close, but we were online buddies, and having to realize or hear that he's passed away, that really, really hit me hard, alongside some other friends of ours, because you know, Edwin was very bold and was very outgoing. You know, his fashion sense, he had a fashion business that he was working on. So it's really, really disheartening to hear that Edwin has been murdered, because that's what it is. He didn't die out of natural causes, he's been murdered. And you know, this is very, very disheartening, considering the fact that it's not even been a year since, you know, Sheila happened. And also with that, you know, the case is still going onward. I can't comment much about it, but it's really, really sad to see and hear about the killing of queer folk. We literally just try to survive, we try to exist. And you know, when I've been going throughout the comments about the hashtag justice for Edwin Chiloba, I get to see some very, very disheartening comments that some of you guys have been able to make, you know, talking about how, you know, it's really, really hard to kind of like say them out loud, you know, because it's, you know, it's quite a challenge, because we can't be able to, I can't be able to say them out loud, because everyone is showing hate. You know, there is so much love that is going on, but the hate that is out there for queer folk, it's really, really disheartening. And to just find out that, you know, these are people who we call our friends, these are people who we call our relatives, these are dads, these are moms, and the comments that they're saying, it's really, really disheartening, saying about, I'm going to raise my child so well and so good so that they don't manage to end up as, you know, as a queer folk. It becomes something that is, it's hard to comprehend. And so, you know, oftentimes you just get this aspect that at the point, this is not a choice that some, you know, I really like say, you don't just wake up one day and then choose to be hated by society. It's not something that happens. This personally, for me, you know, when it comes to realization of my queer self, it's something that I dated back to when I was a kid. And I was not even raised in the city, guys. I was raised somewhere in the reserve or rural areas of a part called Kajiado. And it's not the Kajiado county of Ngong or Rongai. No, it's the Kajiado county, the one, you know, where people use cows and cattle to go and fetch water. There was no water, there was no access to television, there was no access to, you know, all this modern stuff that people can say, you know, I was influenced by something. No, it's something that I knew in the back of my mind, in the back of my heart, that, you know what, I was attracted to people of the same gender. And, you know, it's really, really challenging to get to see comments like, I'm not going to allow my son or my daughter to do that. You know, at the end of the day, you know, it's someone's choice, and it's someone's, you know, it's who someone is, right? And, you know, I had tackled, I think in a previous episode, I did manage to tackle about the security and the safety for queer folk. And, you know, part of security, it starts with us. It starts with where we hang out. It starts with where we live. It starts with how we dress when going out, you know, the environment that you're in. You know, I'm not against gender expression. No, I'm totally not against that. But, you know, here in Kenya, it's a little bit shaky, and it might not come off as you know, okay in some people, because at this point in our country, we still believe that queer thing or the queer lifestyle is a rich people thing. So if you come from a less privileged society or a less privileged socioeconomic background, then you definitely don't belong and you don't fit in. So my plea goes out to queer folk, like, if you have to hang out, please hang out in places that are designated for queer folk or queer friendly or allies to queer folk. Use those spaces. Don't just go partying in any club and then just think that everyone is okay with your sexuality. No, it doesn't happen like that. It needs to have, you know, planning and knowing where is safe and where is not. You know, if it's an environment that you live in, you know, most of queer folk don't come from privilege. Most queer folk come from struggle, and, you know, the environments that they live in are not that conducive for the sexual orientation or gender identity. So you find that someone living in a not so good neighborhood, and you have your nails done, you have your makeup, you have your hairstyle, you know, it's already raising suspicions, because people around will start to notice. Today they see you as a guy, tomorrow they see you as a chick. You know, the balancing doesn't balance at all, you know. So it becomes quite a challenge, and so you're targeted and you're profiled based on your sexual orientation and gender identity and who you present to society. So it becomes quite a challenge whereby you have, it's a daily struggle where you have to pretend not to leave your truth and your authentic self. So it's all a challenge, and it all comes down to your security as a person. You need to take care of your own security. It is not the organizations around. It is not for human rights defenders that you know of or probably work for. It is your own security. It is your own calling to protect yourself. You know, of course shit happens, don't get me wrong, shit happens, but once that happens, you know, you need to have, before that happens, you need to have taken care of yourself first, and that is the only way you can be able to challenge the norms. You know, you can be able to carry yourself in decorum that, you know, society tends to perceive as normal. Sometimes I normally say, just, I know this can come out wrong to some people, but I would say sometimes just tone it down a bit regarding where you are. Please, again, don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about Edwin or Sheila or who, I'm not talking about all that. I'm talking about you as a person. Sometimes it's just good if you can be able to tone it down a bit when depending on the environment that you're in. If you feel that this environment is not safe for you to be who you are and to be that authentic person that you believe you were born to be, tone it down. Because people take notice, and people are idle. People are just waiting for slight incidents to take action. And if you're in a club, avoid being rowdy. You know, sometimes, you know, queer folk throwing parties, things can happen. But before, please try and avoid. I always tell guys, yes, going to the clubs is fun, going to the bars is fun. But if you can be able to just get drunk in your own house, do so. You know, protect yourself. It's way cheaper also, because I mean, you step out the house and 5,000, 10,000 gone just like that, you know. So drink in the house, buy your two bottles, your chasers, you know, have a few friends over, they can bring their own bottles, and just have fun in your own house. Because at the end of the day, your security comes first. You can frequent clubs, again, please don't get me wrong, you can do that, but just be careful about going about it, because in the end we still need you. I have received so many, and I have seen so many of my friends posting funerals or RIP gone too soon. I have seen so many of those for the past 4 weeks. I have seen people die, and it's exhausting and it's painful. It's painful because these are people we know. Today you're chatting with someone and tomorrow the person is gone, just like that. It's that quick. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We still need you. We do understand we're fighting for our rights. Let the legal teams do that. Don't be hard-headed when it comes to being questioned. You know, if you face confrontation and you feel you can't be able to handle it, then walk, just go away. You know, just avoid it at all costs, because at the end we still need you here. We still want you to be with us when the year ends and when the year comes. Die of natural causes. Don't allow to just go because someone feels that they should be able to take your life away from you. No, that's not how we want to live in 2023. We want to die of natural causes. Not because someone says so, or not because I feel that someone doesn't deserve to live. Let's not be that. Let's not do that to ourselves, to our families, because these are people. They have their own people. They have their own relatives and people that will miss them. They have folks who will want to talk to them, you know, who will want to send them Thanksgiving. They will want to spend time during Christmas, during birthdays, Independence Days. Do we think about that before you just decide to end someone's life? Nah, it's in most cases, that's not the case. So, to all the queer folk out there living in Kenya, in Nairobi specifically, or outside Nairobi, I need you to take care. Take care for me, because I want to see you. I want to see you grow. I want to see you bloom. I want to see you rise above everything that's happening and all these challenges that we are facing right now. I want to see you rise above all that. I want to see you be the person you were meant to be, and that can't happen if you're not here. So this goes out to anyone who feels hurt, and anyone who feels that they're not enough, or anyone who feels that this is not who they're supposed to be. When, again, I'm not here to push the queer agenda, don't get me wrong, but we all have struggles, and if you feel that what you're going through is heavy and you need someone to talk to, reach out to me. I will be able to organize professional help for you free of charge. If you're a member of the queer community, the LGBTIQA+, or you know, the key populations, you know, that is the men who have sex with men, the transgenders, the sex workers, the people who use and inject drugs. If you are in that population, I will get you services free of charge for mental health, to talk to someone. and someone is doing something towards you, I am going to attach the contact list of security people you can call in this video or audio for those who are listening to the podcast. And I'm literally going to be there for you. Let me be that helping hand. Let me try and do something in my own small capacity to make sure that you're here with us when the year comes. And with that, guys, you know, this has been a very, very brief and short podcast episode. So be safe. Stay safe. I want to see you again come next year. Not only next year, I want to see you grow. I want to see you become someone of value, someone who loves the skin they're in. I want to see that for you. All right, so until next time, goodbye.